This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you not from St. James's Park. We're coming to you from the Globe. We're here watching the game in the Globe. We couldn't get up to Newcastle. Time switch scuppered. Besotted crew. So we thought, let's get together, have a few beers and watch the game. And it's the result didn't quite go according to plan. Newcastle 1, Brentford 0. And I think we're sitting down there a little bit, kind of not tails between our legs, but a little bit gutted, because we think that maybe we should have got something out of that game. And there's a couple of little mistakes which have let us down. Bit of a disappointing result, isn't it?
Very disappointing. I thought we were very good, especially first half. We were really taking it to them. We created some really good chances. I think there was a couple of the whistle was like right on the end of. We should have done better. I think maybe Tony's little bit of extra class might have got us that, at least one of those. Disappointing. We were good, and I didn't think Newcastle were, to be honest. I think, you know, we had. We had a lot of that game, and I thought we played really well. I'm very disappointed. I think Newcastle are becoming one of those teams that I'm beginning to really dislike. Not because it's Newcastle, but because it's Eddie Howe, I think. I've got a mate who's a Watford fan, and they have always hated Bournemouth with Eddie Howe. So I think it's a bit of that rubbing off now, I think. But we were good. I mean, we should be really proud of what we did. I'm very disappointed with Flecken. I think he did a couple of flappy things and gave away the penalty. It wasn't really a penalty for me. It's so difficult. I'm actually gutted. I'm not normally this gutted after a game, but we didn't deserve to lose that at all.
Didn't deserve to lose that. We've got Hey Jude on the tenor there. We've got the Brentford players going over to look at their players, look at the fans up in the Alps. As I said, up in the Alps there as well. Fair play to everyone who made the trip up there to Newcastle as well. Sorry you couldn't get a result there today. So, Bill, a real shame. I'm saying, let's have a little chat to you. Listen.
Oh, it's a cracking performance, I thought. We turned up, we had chances in the first half. Wissa should have buried that, shouldn't he, in the first half? I mean, before the game, people are writing us off, saying we're going to beat 2-3-4. That game, anyone around the country who watched that game today can see we didn't deserve to lose. We deserved the result, at least a point.
Yeah, it's a bit same old. I mean, you know, chances missed, all that, you know. Yeah. Just all that kind of stuff. And it's just, I'm not being funny, but listen, I'm not knocking our team, but it just gets a little bit frustrating when that happens, you know, all the time, because at the end of the day, it's great creating the chances, but we need to smash some of these teams.
Yeah, I know, but the most important thing is behind this is the consistency. I think the consistency is there every game that we've played so far, and that bodes well for the rest of the season. If we play like that for the rest of the season, we'll be fine. I've said to my friend tonight, I'm not worried about relegation. Last year and the year before, as a Brentford fan being in the Premier League, you're looking over your shoulder, but I'm quite comfortable and calm without Ivan Toney even. If we put in performances like that every week, we'll be fine. If we finish mid-table this year, bottom half, mid-table, I'll be happy.
I'm going to ask you as well, Ivan Toney, if he was on that pitch, and I'm not just saying it about Ivan Toney, but we had a couple of chances, a couple of headers, do you think it would have been a different game if he was on the pitch?
I mean, Ivan Toney, he would read those chances a lot earlier than Wissa would, and the others would, to be fair. He would have maybe put that first one away in the first half. Ivan Toney's special at the end of the day, isn't he, you know? I mean, we might have, if we'd gone 1-0 up, it would have been a different game. We've lost 1-0, but, I mean, we can hold our heads high. We've done really well.
You bees.
Yeah, you bees.
You bees. Let me talk to you about that. I mean, disappointment from your end with that one, is it?
Very disappointed. I think Newcastle today were very fortunate. The penalty, a bit dubious. An overall performance by a Brentford club who are playing excellent football within a top league deserved, really, to be truly... to win this game today. We missed a few chances, good chances, just need that final touch and we would be well up to the top five.
Well, we didn't get the chances. I mean, look, listen, we travelled up there, you know, Newcastle, we're still looking for our first. I mean, we haven't won against Newcastle in the league since 1948. I don't go with retrospective wins and losses because I believe every season's distant. It's different. But it is a little bit frustrating, especially when you get probably that close as well, isn't it?
We were very close. Overall, I do believe that Brentford are a team that deserve to be in this league. And the future is bright. The future is very bright. I'm really proud of the guys today. And overall, I think Brentford deserve the win.
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to go and search for some Newcastle fans. Oh, sorry, I'm in the Globe. I completely forgot, actually. I thought I was up north for a minute, but I'm still going to go on tour to see if I can find some bees. Actually, tell you what, there's some Turkish bees around the corner from here. I'm going to go and find the Turkish bees to see if they, hopefully they haven't vacated the place as yet. The Turkish bees done a bit of a runner, actually. Yeah, were the Turkish bees out of the house? Where's the Turkish bee? Where's the Turkish bee? Oh, no, sorry, mate. Oh, no.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club. Because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
He had no idea what I was talking about. I'm going out there. It seems that people, this is interesting actually, people in the publishers all, I've got a couple of bees down there as well. There's a couple of people... disappointment, we lose the game and then they're straight out the door. I'm just going to talk to the characters out here. Listen, right, just talk to me about this, right? That I didn't think that we should have lost that game. What are you saying?
Yeah, it was very tight. I think, to be fair, if you put your leg out, you're giving the referee something to take a look at, but I didn't think there was much in the penalty. I've already seen Shearer's tweeted to say he didn't think there was much in it either. On the whole, I thought we were pretty solid. I think we're missing some of the players in midfield that add a little bit more creativity. But look, Newcastle are a top, top team. Great defensively. We found them difficult to break down. But away from home, to be honest, I think if you looked at it on a piece of paper, you'd have thought that they might batter us. And we gave it a real go today. So maybe just missing the cutting edge. But there's not much in it.
We talk about cutting it with Neil Maupay, excited for his debut when he came on, big cheer in the pub and the Globe here today as well. But I must admit, I didn't even know he was on the pitch, did you?
No, he didn't make an impact on the game. Sharda showed a lot more when he came on, but we're going to have to give him a chance to get up and running, I think. I think probably playing the long ball into him isn't the greatest idea in the world either. He's not the tallest guy. But look, if you give him some time to get sharp, I think he's going to get the crowd going at home, and let's see if we can get behind him and turn him into a player.
We were unbeaten until this game. We are now beaten. So, you know, we got that monkey off our back. Where do we go from there?
I think we have to look at what are we going to do to start turning some of the draws into wins. It's very thin margins. You look at the Bournemouth game, absolutely nothing in that. Nothing in the Palace game, nothing in the Newcastle game today. So how do we take these very thin margins and turn them into wins? Because if we can turn them into points, that's the difference between us and Europe. If we can't turn them into points, then we start looking down the table. So it's on a knife edge. We just got to find the thin stuff that's going to make the difference.
On a knife edge. Listen, you want to listen? Talk to me about that. Listen, just talk to me about the game. Disappointment, or is it just one of them things that you're actually proud by the way they played?
I am proud, actually, yeah. I think that we went in strong. The first 15 minutes were really good. But then after that, we kind of dropped off a bit. Newcastle are a great team, so, I expected it going into it to have a loss. But, we played quite well, so it would have been great if we drew.
VAR played a big part in this game. Was your heart in your mouth every time? Like, we did something and all of a sudden the referee pointed towards the old screen?
Yeah, it was oh. I think that it shouldn't have been like a penalty, but it was very exciting and it was what it was, I suppose.
Saying that, we don't like to call players out. Because we're a team and we win together, we lose together. But Flecken in goal, it's almost like he's always got a mistake in him, doesn't he?
he was okay. He was. I think that he made a couple of mistakes, unfortunately. He has played, I think, quite well the last couple of games. He did fleck him well,
like I say. Beast fans in the house here as well. You want to chat? Listen, just talk to us.
I thought first off we looked very good. I think it was quite even in terms of like we didn't create too much, but we were quite resolute in the game. Same with the second half. And obviously, I thought Flecken could do potentially better with the crosses in the box. But I don't think there's too many negatives we can take away from that. I think there are positives. Especially obviously without having Tony, it was good seeing Sharda come on Morks as well. So I think there are positives. I just think we go game by game now. I don't think we think too far ahead, and I think we'll be all right this season.
There's an argument that people are saying that Newcastle played their A-minus side because they've got their eyes on Europe in midweek. So this was an opportunity for us to actually have put the nail in their coffin, especially as they'd lost three games in a row.
No, I agree with that. I think there was always going to be time where they turn it around against, typically us. But they've still got a very good squad, ultimately. They spent a lot of money, so you expected them to field a good team. I know they did. They were without Tonali, didn't have Isak playing. But Callum Wilson, he scored 18 goals last year. They obviously, Bruno's really good. And they've got players to fill in. So we're still against a very good Newcastle team away from home. So I think we can be proud of ourselves at the end of the day.
UBs?
Yes, yeah.
UBs.
Yeah, UBs.
come on. No idea. Listen, right, we're in the house here. Listen, we're going to close this up. Short little podcast, but I think you've got a vibe from people. We know we're at slight disappointment that we didn't get the result, but at the end of the day, also proud that we actually played very well and maybe should have got something out of that game.
Don't want to talk to you. I'm really, really hacked off. We didn't deserve to lose that. We should have got something out of that. And I'm going to get on my high horse again and say that with Ivan Tony, we do get something out of that. We had a couple of chances that fell to Wiesa, one in the first half, one in the second half. The header in the second half, Tony would have scored from. The one in the first half where Wiesa didn't get his foot on, Tony would have scored from. We're missing our best player. And I'm sure there's people listening to this now going, yeah, but we know that he can't play, and we've got to cope with that. But you can't take a £100 million player out of our team and it not cost us, and it cost us today. I have to say, when I was on the way here, when I saw the team come up, and I thought the weakest link in the defence was our goalkeeper. And although he kept us in the game in the first half, he did pull off a really, really excellent save. He can't punch in this division. He has to catch, and he can't flap in this division. He has to catch, and they need to coach that out of him. Yes, he plays for the Netherlands. Yes, he plays for a very good European team with a big pedigree. But in the Premier League, you have to 100% catch the ball in the air. And it wasn't his fault necessarily for the penalty, because Hickey, it was like one thing led to the other. I mean, Rico Henry, poor Rico, hope he's all right. you know, it looked horrible that his knee bent the wrong way, and they called for the stretcher, and luckily he walked off, and hopefully he's all right, and it might be a week or maybe 2 weeks out, because he's had some horrible knee injuries. Hopefully he's all right. But, you know, the minute Hickey goes over to the left-hand side, he needs to own that position, and he didn't need to leave that ball for Flecken, and Flecken was a bit unlucky. It really wasn't an actual. He didn't take him out. So I'm a bit, and Mbeumo one that was given as a penalty, at least some justice was done there. But you know, it could have been worse for us, and we would have been feeling really, really, really bad. But we deserve to point out that. But we got to take our chances. And you can only take your chances when you've got your best players on the pitch, and we haven't got them on because Ivan Toney is still banned.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. I've been away for far too long, drinking far too much of strong American beers. Don't forget to also write a review on all the good podcast channels as well, and also, like, it goes up, you know, we go up in the sky apparently if you do that as well. Don't forget to also check us out, besotted.com/global, which is our little global social media network. Like I said to you, we've got all sorts of stuff going on. This is a real disappointment that we didn't get the points out of Newcastle, but positive thing, like I said to you, we are looking to play good football. We will be back next weekend. We've got Everton, we're on the TV yet again, another 5:30 kickoff. We're starting early next week. I've got a Panthers game in the morning up in Ealing and Acton. Acton and Ealing Whistlers is where I'm going to be up at Hillfield Road in the morning, and then I'm going to stead down and might go down to Richmond for a little walk before I get down to the Globe for a few beers after the game. Don't forget to, like I said, check us out. But as we say, we got characters in the house. Everyone's gone. As we say,
come on, you bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.